But a parchinen, for one from one, a kula b'chum, real good question you could ask. Kol do a small question like parchinen. But chod metatna, now one from two, I feel a kol do a parchinen. Even a small question also you could ask. But chod mitlos, right now one from three, he had the din of Yosef Me'atzad parchinen kol do. V'loi kula b'chum parchinen kol do loy parchinen. Rashi says, chodim, chod one from one, chod go in Bereish, most at the beginning. To boy, lasu me olu lechudi. Well, or not, boss, me chol mazos abano from olu itself. So then, pachina kulu vechumra v'loi kodu. You're learning now from one, just from olu, then you have to ask a good question. A small question you can't ask. For you come on to chodim, mitati Rashi says, chodim, sheshivani, we asked on that. Ma lo leshken lhoist leshasa koishem. Tiyom, a boss, lehara shasa koishem. And yet, so mainly learning out now from Chomes of Pesach Yechiyach. So now that you're learning out from two things, now we can ask the question of Filo Koldo. And we didn't have a good question, and even a small question, that would also slug it up. And now, Abachod Mitlos, as a going Zu Shemanu, the Klaim Yechiyach, you wanted to say that a Klaim should bring a proof. He heard the Din of Yosef and Matzanai, we learned back from Matzad, Im Hoyibedenu Chuva Kulu Vachumal Hoshiva Klaim, he going Malakan Shkain, so that would be a good question. Learn out one from three, so that's a good question. But then you could even ask a question on a koldu, Rashi says. When you don't bring back its din, this is the way we learn out. Then what again? If you learn out one from one, then you have to only have a good question. Kol du though, a small question you can ask. Chodem mitarte afilo kol du, even a small question you can ask. But chodem mitlosh, they have need a third thing, to learn it out. To learn out one from the other, then he heard the din of Yosef me'atzad pachinu kol du. If you could make a hider a din, say ze'atzad, and learn it all three together, even a small question you can ask. The loy, if you can't ask this question, then kulu b'chum pachinun. A big question you could ask. But kol do a small question, lefachinah, that we don't ask. And really, that's what we're learning out over here, one from three, the way we started out. We started out to say, learn out basa b'cholah from klayim, makar b'chayimah from ol, I mean. That ma ola shlo nevdu ba'aver, it's also ba'no. So basa b'cholah nevdu ba'aver, it's for sure it's also ba'no. Then the more sent back, no, ma ola shikain lehoist l'shasa kosher, and never had a shasa kosher. So this we said, chamza pesach yechiyach. They're not Chomza Pesach, they have a Shasa Kosher. So you're learning out now from two things, from all of them, from Chomza Pesach. But then we ask the question, I'm all the Chomza Pesach, can on his chorus. So he said, Klai Kerem Yechiyach. That's called Chad Miklas. You're learning out Bosch Lecholo from three things. Learning out Bosch Lecholo from three things together, from Olo, from Chomitz, and from Klai Kerem. So in this thing, a cold blue, you can't ask the question. Only if it's a Hoda Dino. So that's what we ask about Les Kasha. The Les Kasha is still, how can you learn out Bos V'cholov? From all these three together, Les question was still, Ma'ala Kula Shekhen Gdula Karka. That all these three things, Orla, Chomitz, and Klai Kerem, they're all things that come out of the ground. So that's why they're also Bano. But maybe Bos V'cholov doesn't come out of the ground, maybe it's not also Bano. So that Les Teretz was, that when you learn out one from three, like now, we're learning out Bos V'cholov, from Orla, and also you need Chomitz involved, and also you need Klai Kerem involved. So then the castle, the terrace is like this. If you have a kasha that's a kal v'chayim, a real svar, and a pircha, in that pircha you could ask and we'll slug it up. But if you don't have a kal v'chayim, it's not a svar, and a pircha, just a mechilik b'yalma, that can't slug up a limur of one out of three. So merely here, that's what he's saying, that Klai Kerem and Chomitz and Orla all have something in common, that it's Gedula Karka, that's not a Kal V'chayma, that's not a Svar to say why yes, why not, it's Tama Pircha. So if you learn it out, one from three, you can't have this for Kasha. So that's the Pshat, how do we know that Basa V'chol was also Bano, we learn it out from Orla, from Chomitz and Maklai Kerem, and you can't ask the Kasha now, these three things are Gedula Karka, because that's not a Svar of a Kal V'chayma, it's Tama Pircha. We're learning out Chad Meklos, you don't need a sakasha, only a kal v'chayma, a svar de kakasha. But that's Tava Pircha Koldu, that you can ask on a limit of Chad Meklos. Alright, we'll stop here.
We are now in the Kuf Tezayin here. Here, the Kuf Tezayin Yom Aleph, a few lines down. Now the Gemara is the Lifruch. Why don't we ask the question before in that Limud? Ma leklai hakeren shekein lohoyselem shasra kosha. And the Gemara before the Limud was by Ola, since you didn't do an Aveira, there's still a Tosa Bahano. So therefore, Bosa Beholder, you did do it an Aveira, Pshita should be Yosa Bahano. Then the Gemara said, no. Mile oil that didn't have a shasa koisha, it was never edible. Mashen and Bosom Hold, you could eat each one separately before Medis Mutta Banor. So Morris says on that, Chomets a Pesach Tachiach, then the Morris Akash and Chomets a Tachiach Chorus. So Morris said, Klai Akarim Tachiach, learn out from Klai Akarim. Klai Akarim is not also in the Zilchi of Chorus, and it's also Banor. Now the Morris the question, how can I learn out from Klai Akarim? Why don't the Morris lift for one to Morris? That Klai Akarim did not have a Shasa Kosha was never edible. So you can't learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai Akarim. Because Bosa B'chola at the beginning, you're able to eat each one separately. So you may be only Klai Akarim, it's also Bahanoah. And not Bosa B'chola. So when it says, Amar Ravada Baravo, Zoi Samarit, here it's a proof that Klai Akarim Ikron Neser. I tell you, no, Klai HaKerem, when you plant in the vineyard vegetables, so it comes Klai HaKerem, not only what grows up now becomes also, but even the ikron, the roots of the grapes, also become also. And that, for Hoysalem Shasa Kosha, Koydim HaShrosha, they had a Shasa Kosha even before you planted it. And Rashi says, the Havamina was the Gesaka Daitach Ein Hazriya Neseris Elo HaGidulim. Only what grows up new is also Klai Akarim, but not the original seeds that were there, not the original roots. So, and what grows up Nebat HaShasa Kosha. So Mora says, no, Zayis Mezach says, Midlo Epor HaKokish Mamina Klai Akarim Ikra Nesim is Afilu Hazriya. Even the seeds themselves are also Neseris Mishanishra. So as soon as you planted it, even the seeds become also. So Rashi's ikrin means hashrosos, and neseros means the roots. Ulizriya zay soyskum shasa koisha kol yemer mishabole lematchen eshro. Like these seeds, before you put them into the ground, they were mutatit. Now, when you plant them in the ground next to the kerem, so now it becomes klai kerem. Now it's also teeth even these seeds. So these seeds that had a shasa koisha was once edible, now becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from that also. Bosa B'chola also the same thing. It once had a Shasa Kosher, and later becomes also. So it's good to learn out Bosa B'chola from Klai HaKerem. Yeah. This verse says, Mosiv Rashmaya Baziri. Rashmaya Baziri asked the question, is that true that by Klai HaKerem, even the Ikra, even the Zriya becomes also? It says, Hamavir Otsets Nokav V'Kerem. If somebody has a flower pot, or that you're planting vegetables in, and you bring it through a kerem, through a vineyard. So if it's otzus nokiv, it means the flower pot, the pot, has holes in it. Rashi says, Uzroyim boy, you have zerum, your vegetables grow in it. Ve'aviru, you bring it through the kerem. Now Rashi says, since it has a hole in it, yoynik min ha-kerem, it gets nourishment from the kerem. So it depends. Im hoisif mosayim osa. If it grows now, like while you let this pot stay in the kerem, the vegetables there grow 1/200 from what it was before. So then also, then the whole thing becomes also. So the diik is, hoisif in only something new grows, then it becomes also. But loy hoisif lo, if nothing grows new, it's not moisif, we don't have more than 1/200 growing visa, then like it's bottle brave. See, it says what? It says hoisif in only because some new grew. So Rashi says, like Hoysa Messiah, Hoysa Batecha Kerem, what grew new now, Echav Messiah, 1/200, Shagotl HaYeret, that the vegetable grew, or Garinam HaZorim, else the seeds grew. Therefore, Hevilu Meyav Atisha Matisha Dehetter is 1/99 a heter, the Chelaka Messiah Hevi Issa, and 1/200 of it is Issa. So therefore, it remains also. But Mash Malay Hoysa, Rashi, if it didn't grow anything new, so there are only a drop, but less than 1/200, then that's bottle the heter. So mashma clearly, the original stalk of it, the original seeds, remain heter. It's only what grows now after you have the klaim in the kerem, what grows new, that's also. But the original seed is still mutter. because the original seed would become also, so as long as it grows a mashu, it should have the yisaklar kerem, and everything becomes also. And here it's a mashu, no, the ikka, the roots, remain mutter. It's only what grows new when it's in the kerem, that becomes also. So that depends, if it's less than 1 to 100, it's bata barev. So here you see that the ashrosha, the ikrin, is not also. So my answer is, Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, I tell you, trei kroi ksiv, there are two psukim here, says in Devarim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, pen tiktesh hamaleya, that you plant zroim in the kerem, be careful, you're going to be maktish hamaleya, you're going to make it hegdish, means it's become osabanoa, so be careful. Well, ksiv, it says hazera, it says even the seed becomes also. So hamaleya, it's mashmoni what grows up new. And then it says hazera, and Rashi says hamaleya mashma milu v'taisosta, what grows new. And then it says hazera, the seed, the mashma zriyatmi, the seed itself becomes also. So it's a seed with a tupsukim. Okay, so how does it come out? So my answer is like this: zoro meikoroi v'hashrosha. If you plant the seeds at the beginning in the kerem in the vineyard, so now even the seeds itself become also. It's called bashrosha. Right away, the whole thing becomes also. But it's a ruo bowl, like here, you had in this pot, you had vegetables, you had cucumbers growing already in a pot, and now you bring this pot and bring it through the kerem into the vineyard, now hoisif in. If it grows new now, when the vegetable grows new in the kerem, that becomes also. But when hoisif love, it doesn't grow new, it doesn't become also. The original seed doesn't become also. That's the stetzeteretz. And if you're planting it right away in the kerem, then even the seed becomes also. But if you planted it someplace else, and now you're just putting it into the kerem now, and it's already growing, then only what grows new is also not the original seed. Narma says, Masnisa, now Mishnah, the Loikiya Tanav, run like this Tana. The Tanav run like this. Rabbi Shimon, then Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that the boss of the Cholov also Bachilu Mutabano. He held the Shimon Yudu, the boss of the Cholov was Mutabano. It's only Yosef Bachilo, but it's Mutter Bano. So Rashi says, Masdis Natoni Bosse Becholov Osse Bano, it's not like this Tana. Because the Yol Chenem, the Pesach says, Ki Am Kodesh Ato, it says this by Bosse Becholov, V'nem Al Halon, it says, V'yan She Kodesh Tiyulu, Tiyuli. So, over there it's talking about a Nevela, a Treifa. So, Mal Halon, just like over there by Nevela and Treifa, Osse Bachilo, not let eat it. But a mutter bano, the pasuk says, "Lekelov tashlich noisu." You let it throw it to a dog. It's mutter bano. If so, afkan here also a bosa becholov, also bachilus only yosat eat it. But a mutter bano, it's mutter bano. So this time here, be a shimrin ben yud holds bosa becholov is only yosat to cook and also to eat. But bano, it's mutter. Now Mishnah's mashmano, it's even also bano. Now the more says, "Rabbi Kiva roi mechay v'yoyf." We had in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, Chai V'yoif. Yes, Rabbi Kiva's sheet is what? That Chai V'yoif is not minatoru, there's no wisdom of the rice to cook up a Chai V'yoif with milk. So Mora says, Hani, and why? Because it says, L'shvashu G'di b'cholvim three times, come and teach us only only G'di, and not a Chai, and not a knife. So Mora's the question, Hani ho'af chinu, liku di Shmuel. We already use these drushes, for Shmuel's our drusha. Rashi says, Chad l'chelev, u'meisa, the Chad the Rabbi Shlil, the Chad Loitzi Tamei, we had already drushes from Gedi three times. One teaches what? L'chelev, u'meisa, that the chelev of the animal is also with milk, and who adin u'meisa? And the Chad the Rabbi Shlil. So where it says, Rabbi Kiva holds like this, Issa Chalalissa. He holds Issa Chalalissa when a svara. So therefore, chelev u'meisa l'tzricha kro. On chelev, you don't need a posse, treat to the Issa Bosa b'cholev would be chal upon chelev. Even the chelev was also anyway, but he old, you say Yisachal Alissa. And therefore, Meser also, you don't need any pasuk for this. Chelev or Meser, so a kroid, even though it's a novella now, so what? On a novella also could be chal, Yisach Bosa Becholev. Now, therefore, Shlil is Gedi Mayu. He also holds that you say is Shlil. You say a fetus is Nisach Bosa Becholev, Cheetah, you don't need a pasuk. That's a swara. A fetus, the baby, that's called a regular kid. Therefore, I say, look, therefore you have three, it says three times, Vasavasha Gadi. So one is Prat Lachaya, that only a kid, an animal, a behemoth, and not a Chaya, the oif. or the behemah tameya. Once teaches that a behemah tameya, there's no issa basa b'cholov. That's why the Kiva has his drushes that a basa b'cholov, there's no issa on a chaya oif and a behemah tameya. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Yomer, Nema loy soichlu. So Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah, he just says, loy soichlu kol nevela. So he learns that whatever has nis nevela, meaning to say lechura, a chaya and a behemah, both have his nevela. Aye and oif also. That's a special drush of a chalav imoy, yotzoiv, shen loy chalav imoy. So according to Rabbi Yosef, he holds the behemah and a chaya has the yisa, just not a knife. Yeah. Mar says, "My yikra ben Rabbi Yosef Taglilu Rabbi Kiva. What's the difference? Yikra b'nei achaya. Afkminas achaya. The nisa diraisa. According to Rabbi Yosef, is a nisa diraisa cook up achaya with milk, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's muti diraisa. Rabbi Yosef Taglilu sova achaya diraisa. It's also diraisa. Rabbi Kiva sova no achaya derabasan yosam derabanan. He boys him is wanting to tell you oifik means and mat nafkminas and oif also. Rabbi Kiva sova achaya for yosef ena minatera." Midrabbanan was also to cook up chicken with milk. Rabbi Yosef really saw it could be oif. Afilu midrabbanan amelu yasa. Could even midrabbanan be yosi yol desmuta. That's also nafkimina. They write the nisa midrabbanan. Tani namichron like this also that dimkaimish or ablaza how you curse and ate some lasses plumim lasses basil. In Ablaza's place, he held that the tzarche mila even a hechsher even to prepare the knife. Is also Deich HaShabbos, even the Hechsher. Therefore, in his town, they were allowed to cut down the wood on Shabbos, to make coals, to make basil, to make a knife, to make the milah. We hold the Hechsher mitzvah is not Deich HaShabbos. But Rabbi Eliezer held the yes, his place they acted that way. They used to eat their chicken and milk together. To see clearly, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, not only is it muta midiraisa, but even midirabban also it's muta. Amar says, Levi kloyla ve Yosef Rishpa. Levi went to visit Yosef Rishpa. Rashi says, Saida, because he was a hunter, used to catch birds. Aisla kamayu reisha ditayusa bechova. They brought in front of him the head, some of this chicken here, of in milk. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He has to come driven, came in front of Rabbi Yomalei. My loy tishmatinu. How can you put him to shamtoi? Like, why don't you put a curse upon him? The who is serving you, boss for the cholov. Like, well, you should have said something. The who, even though it's only chicken, the who wanted to tell him that it was asa. Yeah. So my answer is, Yomalei, ask for the Yehuda ben Maseiruhu. That was the person of Yehuda ben Maseiruhu. The Yamin and I say, Dorish to Kabyestag Lili. It could be he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili. The yom that he holds yotzaif shein loy cholav imay that a bird doesn't have any milk, so therefore there's no issa basa b'cholav. And then according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's mutim midrabanan. So therefore he didn't say anything to them. So nechnami, it's another raya. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it's muta. But with the ma'isa we hold no, that it's also we hold basa b'cholav. With the ma'isa pasul like Rabbi Kiva, that even though midiraisa the issa basa b'cholav only applies to vein matoira. Not to a chayah, not to a neif. But I call upon the midrabbanan that was also teat oif that was cooked with milk, or hodin chayah that was cooked with milk. The nafkamina is that there's no issa to cook it. There's no issa, not even midrabbanan, to cook up chicken and milk. Just if it was cooked up, it's also teated. But b'hanor it's muta, something that's only also midrabbanan. There's no issa hanor. B'hanor will be muta. So in case somebody or goy cooked up chicken and milk. Hishno, Jew now would be muta b'hano, you'd let us sell it to a goy, just b'achilu, it's also midrabbanan. Now the Mishnah says, Kevas, oivit kichovim v'shal nevela. The keva, that's really one of the stomachs of an animal, and usually there's milk inside the keva. And then we're talking about what's the loch of this milk that you find inside the keva. Rashi says, Zeo chol of korosh, shebetecha keva. That's the milk, the jellied milk that you find inside the thick milk like you find inside the keva. So whether the animal belonged to a goy or else was shown the vela, so Rashi says, the Gemara asked the question, Oto de'evi k'chovim lav nevelahi, like if the animal belonged to a goy and a goy made the shchit, it's also called a nevela. His shchit was not matter with bachila, so we'll see in the Gemara. But in both cases, where the animal is a nevela or else a goy made the shchit, so locher is harezu asura. It's also to use that milk to be, it's also to use that milk. That milk is also, harezu asur, it's also to drink that milk. We'll see in the Gemara if we hold like this or not. Now, what's going to be hamaimid, the or, shall kevuk shera? Let's say you take the skin, the stomach, of a behemuk shera. So the or itself is kosher, you'll not eat it. Just the pshat is, it's fleshix, it's meat. And you use the skin now, you put into regular milk. In order to make it yellow, in order to make it maimid, to become into cheese. So you are maimid, ba'or shakei v'ksheira. You take the skin, which has lach of basar, and you put it into milk. So the Mishnah says, im yesh bay b'noisen tam harezu asura, that if this skin